Your personal brand starts with your appearance, and what you wear says everything about you to others. You've heard a dress for the job you want? Well, we're talking to fashion experts on creating an authentic look to attract the life you want on the Style Interpreted Podcast. How you guys doing? I'm Tony Arce. Welcome to the Style Interpreted Podcast. Today, I'm joined by my good friend and fashion designer and stylist, Andrea Ramirez. Andrea, what a pleasure to finally have you here.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
Let's be honest. Maybe not so happy, but happy, right?
I'm so happy. I'm just scared.
Well, this is going to be an amazing conversation because I did come to know you as a stylist first, right? And then learned about how talented you are on the sewing machine and just the craft that you have a passion for, but a very, very talented fashion stylist and designer. And, you know, it's something that you should be very proud of. I mean, it's an amazing thing to be able to do what you do and to bring some joy into the world, right?
Thank you.
Now, how did this story begin for you? Because you are originally from Colombia, and you've only been here 5 years, though it seems like you lived here forever.
Yeah. I start with fashion really young, but I study fashion like in my university. Like, I study industrial design, but I wanted to study fashion. That was my dream.
Wow.
But I was not allowed to study that. So I have to, like, hustle my way to study that.
Wow.
But yeah, I was, my grandma was into fashion. She was a tailor on my city.
Not just a tailor. You were saying she was, like, the best tailor in the city.
There were, like, just two, like, tailors that were, like, the best ones that everybody knew in that time. And yeah. She was one of them. Everybody knew her. And I learned, like, I used to, like, see her sewing, but I got, like, her old ears, you know? I didn't have, like, the chance to actually, like, see her working.
Getting her prime, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But then my mom, like, learned seeing her. And she used to, like, sew. And her sewing machine at the house, just because we needed we needed new clothes, and we didn't have, like, the money to purchase, like, new clothes all the time, right? And my mom wanted us to be, like, always in trend, never feel, like, left out or anything. So she sewed everything that was trendy in the moment.
Wow.
So we were always, like, trendy, wearing what was, like, the best dress, the best everything, but it was made by my mom or my grandma.
Wow.
So that's how I start. I grabbed my mom's sewing machine when I was 11-ish. Yeah, 11, 12. And I grabbed, like, a piece of fabric, and I start sewing, like, a top, like a sweater. I had no idea what I was doing.
How did it look?
It was great. It turned out great.
Oh, good.
I had it until I was, like, 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Everybody asked me, like, oh, wow, it looks amazing. Where did you buy it? I was like, oh, I made it. And so I started making more stuff. But, yeah, I just grabbed, like, pieces of fabric that were, like, in my house. Then I realized that I was, like, kind of good at it, and I'd enjoy it. So everybody was going for, like, their vacations to somewhere to do something fun, whatever. My mom used to work a lot, my dad too, so I only had, like, one vacation a year with my parents. So, like, in the summer vacation, it was, like, a long time to be at home. So I always, like, stayed home and doing, like, just things, trying to stay busy, right?
Being creative.
Yeah, being creative. So my mom will, like will buy me, like, any art material, whatever I needed, you know, like art supply. She'll buy anything that was, like, art supply related if I wanted to do something in summer. So I knew it was, like, my time. So I'll ask for, like, fabrics to do stuff. So she will take me, like, the fabric store and buy me, like, she will take me, like, the sales area, and she will, like, pick fabrics, and I'll, like, grab a bunch of fabrics, and I'll just go home and do a lot of things. And that's how I start. But I never realized it was like a talent or a gift, or it was something that you can leave from. Or for me, it was never like that. It was something that you had to do, right? It's something that if you want to wear a nice dress, you will have to do it yourself. Sorry. So, yeah. It was something like if you wanted something nice to wear, you'll have to do it yourself. You will never have to, like, you can't just go and buy it.
Tell me, like, how it went from the fact that you had this passion, but you weren't able to pursue it.
Okay.
Right? So then, you know, you get to this point where you're working in finance, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and then doing this on the side.
Yeah. So, I end up, I started studying industrial design. My sister was studying that. So I have like really good talent to do that too. So I ended up studying that. I studied fashion design at the same time. And then I started working for a few companies in my city. I didn't like it. I started building my own project there. But then I moved here. I came here for vacations. My sister called me and she was like, I want you here for vacations, just a few months and that's it. I arrived here and I ended up staying, working in finance. And one day I start buying products for a fashion brand here. This is the Moss brand. And I wanted just to purchase a few items.
Wait, that's how it started?
Yeah.
No. Stop it.
Yeah. So I met Stefania because she was moving and she wanted to get rid of a few items. And my sister followed her on Instagram. She was following her and she saw like, I want to get rid of this stuff. But I want somebody that knows what it's in this box. It's like sewing supplies. And I was like, oh, I want it. So I met Stefania because of that post. And after that, I knew she had like this fashion brand. And she told me, I asked her like, oh, I want to buy some stuff for my sister's birthday gift. So I invite her to my house to bring like some of her items. And I invite her like for a night with wines and stuff. And I wanted to buy a few things. So she's in my apartment and I'm trying out bandanas. And she asked me, she starts recording me out of nowhere.
Of course.
Out of nowhere.
Very, very Stefania.
Yeah, yeah. She starts like this with her phone. And then I realize, I'm like, oh, wait, you're recording me. Like, why? What's going on? And she's like, I've never seen it. Like, I've never seen this. Like, oh, wow. Yeah, like, you have, like, a huge talent. Like, what? She's like, yeah, I designed this. But, like, you wear them in ways I never thought about it. It's like, wow, you're so creative. So, like, I want to work with you. And that's it. And we start working together.
And what was it? What was it that you were, like, doing, or what was the problem?
It was the bandanas. Wow. Yeah, it was the first time she launched like the bandanas, and I was just trying them out because I wanted to purchase some, and I wanted to try like she has like a different sizes, so I wanted to try like all the different sizes of the bandanas because I wanted to see what I was able to do with them. So which ones I wanted, right?
Yeah. So you were just trying them on.
Yeah.
In your way, this is just
in my mind. Yeah, in my mind, I'm just in my house. That's why I wanted her to come to my house with the products. Because she was like, no, we can, like, you know, just buy them online. I can show them which ones do you want. And that's it. I was like, no, I want you in my house with the product because I want to try them on. And she was like, oh, try them on. I was like, yeah, of course. It's bandanas. And I wanted to try them on. And I started like just trying them on. Like I got I started like making dresses, tops, like skirts. And I started like, okay, with this one I can do this. With this one I can do this. Okay, so I want this one, I want this one. And that's how
wow.
Yeah, and that's how we started working. It was so funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just wanted to buy a few things from her.
Now, is this something that, like, when you go through this, you know, is your creative process that you've seen this, you know, is something that you've seen somewhere, or is it just come to you? Like, how did you go from just seeing bandanas and then trying him on in all those ways that someone else hadn't thought of?
So I think that when I was growing up, since I didn't have like the knowledge of how to make like patterns for what I was going to sew,
yeah.
I have to like wrap them around me and tie them in specific ways and like know that I needed to sew there, right? That's the way I used to make my dresses. So I would like wrap them and I'm like, okay, I need to sew it here. Okay, you know, like I'll move them around. And that's how I start like learning. So everything comes from there. And I think that you storage a lot of information through the years. Like when you see your mom getting dressed like years ago, right? When the scarves were like super trendy and you were like a kid and you used to watch her like getting dressed. So you will just like watch her and in your mind, you're like storing like putting that in a storage, like all that information.
It's like programming yourself.
Yeah, but you don't know that. But you don't know that. You don't know that you would even have access to that information. It's like it's storage there, but somewhere you don't know that it's there until you need it, right? So I think like seeing my mom getting dressed, like my mom was like I dressed like my mom. Like in many ways, like she's my like fashion icon. Like, that's what, mm-hmm. like, yeah, like, seeing her getting dressed every morning, getting her makeup on. Like, that's what I, like, try to do every day. And she was really creative. She is really creative.
No, yeah, in many ways, right?
Yeah, yeah, she works in art, so she's super creative every day. So I think that all those things, you put them in your mind. And when you, even when you watch Instagram, like, when you watch anything, you think that you're just scrolling, but a lot of things are just going into the back of your mind and you don't know you have access to it until you like start playing with it. Like I started just playing with the fabrics and I realized that it was actually like something amazing.
It's so amazing. And to hear kind of your origin story, right? Like the origin story. And on top of that, it's to see the fit, like I didn't know this, and to see the finished product of that, right? It's like, huh. Like, huh, that makes a lot of sense, you know, like only you, right? Like that's, you know, there's many ways that people create and you're just like, you're right, this path that one takes that doesn't even know you're on a path, and then next thing you know, you're like, oh, all of that led to this, right? Mm-hmm. And here you are. So I guess how did that then ignite something in you beyond, because I see you're doing fashion shows, I mean, you know, it's like you're on fire for this stuff. It has really changed since then. It's evolved.
Oh, yeah. No. It was like, so when I moved here, when you need to start from the scratch about something that you're not, I didn't grow up with like my surroundings here in fashion terms, you know? So I never grew up like with people that were related with fashion, with designers or brands or anything, or like fabric stores, something that basic. Everything for me, like I needed to relearn it. So for me, like coming to a new place when everything's new for you and even in your area is completely new, like even the metric system,
right?
So even how I measure the models, even how I sew, everything changed. So you need to learn everything. It's like you don't know anything. So when I start with Stefania here, it was like somebody opened that door to the fashion world for me, right? Somebody gave me like that access to it. Because if you don't have, it's super hard to like, to find those group of people that like the same thing that you do, right? To connect with the people that are involved with the same things that you like to do, that they want to explore the same things. And it's really hard to meet those people when you're not raised in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, when I met Stefania, she just opened the doors for the fashion world in Chicago for me. It was like, okay, this is fashion in Chicago. That's how we do it. This is how it is. And you're welcome. You know, like, come, like go in.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's completely like, it opened my eyes and it helped me a lot. And it's just like, okay, this is how we do it. I'll teach you. I'll help you. And that's what I'm doing right now. But
wow.
Honestly, it's like if you don't have a person that will like help you or support you or like tell you how to access that. It's really complicated. And yeah.
Because you don't know where to start. Exactly. I mean, like, how do you know where to start if you don't know? Like, you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know who's starting, who's in the same area as you, like who's in the, like, you know, it's so hard to figure out what, like, the right people that you need to meet, like the right places that you need to go or where you should be studying. Like, it's really hard.
So when you came here, your attention wasn't necessarily fashion then. It wasn't like you were thinking fashion fashion industry at all. How long after you were here did that happen for you?
Like a year and a half I was here, like maybe two-ish. Yeah.
Wow. So how did then your perception of when you first got here, not being in the fashion industry and seeing you so involved in the fashion industry, it looks like to me from the outside, it would seem like your whole life has changed from what you thought it would probably become.
Yeah.
Because now for having gone from quitting it, it's like your life.
Yeah. So when I moved here, I was done with retail industries and I was like, I don't want to do that. I was doing tailoring. I was doing like garments.
Wow.
Like gala dresses, wedding dresses. And I quit that. I was like, I'm done. That's too complicated. Like you need to invest like a lot of time in it. And I quit. And I was like, I want to do something else. I started like looking into different industries, right? Like seeing how can I learn about finance and wine and something else. But always like fashion, I think that since I was little, something always comes away to you, mm-hmm. even you fight it, even if you don't want it. It always comes back to you, and that's fashion for me. It's like it doesn't matter where I go. It's like it follows me. Yeah. You know, it's like I always found like the right people to do it. I'm around that. Somehow, I end up in that. It's like I'm telling you, like I just wanted the sewing supplies for Stefania, and it's like it just comes to me. You know, like I started doing it because it was my hobby. You know, like I used to, when I was little, when people asked me, what do you want to, like, okay, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I would be like, okay. And I'll be sewing. I'll be, I'm going to sew this top, what I think, you know, what I'm going to write down. Mm-hmm. I want to be a professional swimmer. I want to be, I don't know, I want to be this. I want to have my own business. I want to have my own bakery. All those things. Fashion, never. And I'll be like, I'm going to relax, so I'm going to stop doing everything that I do. And I want time for me, I'm going to sew. Wow. And I never realized, and the funny thing is that I never realized that I actually like had a talent on it, or that somebody thought that it was actually worth it, or that it was, yeah, something that actually good. Because I was looking to everybody else, and I'll see like, oh, this person is like so talented in this. Oh, this person is so good in this. Oh my God, this person is great in this. And for me, it was like, but wait, I'm not good in anything. I don't have a talent in anything. It's like, oh no, when I'm going to find like when I'm good at it. And then growing up, I never saw that like as like the real mm-hmm. talent.
Because it's almost like a necessity. Again, like mm-hmm. brushing your teeth, you're something you do.
Yeah, right? It's something that you just do. So when I was here, I'm like the people that I was living with, they were like, oh my God, I love that skirt. And I was like, oh, it's the pants that you gave me last week. You remember, like, you had some pants that you were going to throw out, yeah, because they were too big. Yeah, no, I changed them. There's this skirt. I'd be like, what? And they're like, oh, I love that dress. I'm like, oh, yeah, is the your skirt? Now, is this dress? And they'll be like, what? And they're like, you're really talented. So for my Christmas gift, they gave me a sewing machine.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to start doing stuff, like, for fun. And I realized, and everybody was like, oh, my God, you're really talented. And then Stefania was like, you're really talented. My family's like, we told you you're amazing in this. I was like, okay, so this is my talent, maybe. Wow. So maybe I should like start pursuing that.
Of course, right? Yes. Like it's finally. Now, there are a lot of people who I'm sure hearing this would say the same thing, right? You know, well, I don't think I have a talent. And then, you know, there are others around them like, are you crazy? I mean, you have your story, right? But if someone's listening and they want that and they, how would you kind of looking back say, this is what you should do to identify those things? You know, how would you then tell your that self? How could you go back in time and convince yourself that you're talented?
I think we take everything that we do like for granted. We think that everything we do is basic, it's simple, and we don't take the time to realize that what we're doing is amazing, you know? I think that, I don't know, it's really hard. It's really hard because a lot of times you need people telling you, like, you need to feel approval from others when all you need is having the approval from yourself. So it's like, if you feel that you want to do that, just keep trying. What is, you know, well, you can't lose. Like, at least you're going to have fun, you know?
And that's
at least you're going to have fun.
That's the crazy thing is that when you pursue something you love, you have fun, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, like, I did this just to have fun. Like, I wanted to study fashion. They were like, nope, nobody leaves from that. Wow. No. And I was like, okay, I'm study industrial design. And then if I'm good enough, I can study 2 careers in that same university.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll find a way to go to my dad to ask for another career, right? But it was just because I wanted to learn. It was like, I think that you need just to believe in yourself. You need to believe that what you do, it matters. Because sometimes you feel that it's insignificant, it's tiny, it's dumb, when it can be something great. Sometimes when you have like a lot of ideas and you're like, oh my God, I have this crazy idea. This should be like, oh, super funny and good. And you say it. And then you see it years after, like a big hit. And you're like, wait, but I had that idea. And I bet that thing happened to every single person in the world, right? So it's like, you know that those things happen already. So pursue your dreams. Like, even if it's just simple, like sewing.
And then, you know, as you pursued that, you kind of just fell into the whole aspect of fashion. And,
mm-hmm.
But then, you know, and that community, what has been, I guess, the biggest surprise or the biggest thing that you found joy in this? Because it's a different community from what I've seen in Chicago, and I talk about it often on the podcast, is that, you know, what I had a misconception or let's say a thought about New York or LA, you know, that it's just not what Chicago is. Like, we have a very beautiful community beyond fashion that translates to a very beautiful community in fashion.
Okay, what I like what I love of Chicago fashion is that here everybody tries to express themselves, right? They're not trying to prove anything. They're not trying to fit. They're not trying to be better showing what they're wearing. No, they're just trying to be happy, have fun, show who they are, right? And express themselves. And I think in a lot of communities, it's really hard to show who you are, your true colors. And sometimes, like, through jobs and through life, you always need to adjust who you are, what you wear, to be able to fit, right? You always need to, like, do some adjustments. Like, if it's business casual, go business casual. If you need to, I don't know, it's everything has, like, a dress code, right? And sometimes you get lost in that. And I like about Chicago fashion that everybody, like, still go to those jobs, still do those things, but they can still own their own style, their own way, they'll, like, you know, how they feel. So I love that they just show who they really are through fashion. It's like, I love like a lot of fashion. Wait, what happened? Oh. So I love this stylist. And he always says, like, if you're not into fashion, like, everybody's into fashion just because they get dressed in the morning, right? Every single person in the world is into fashion just because they get in the mornings and they decide what to wear, right? And I appreciate that in Chicago. I love it that it's like they take time in deciding, like, okay, this is what I want to show the world. Who I am. They're expressing themselves. And I love that here is like people trying to just reflect every personality, every aspect of every single person through the clothes or what they're wearing. It's like it's as important as the way you act, you know?
Absolutely.
It's like it shows you also who you are.
Absolutely. No, and I've come to love this, in that I think you're saying it too, but the acceptance of the community, yeah. Right? It's a very accepting community.
Yeah.
So that's you know, now being with the Most brand for as long as you have and really, you know, breaking into fashion, what's next? You know, what are you excited about? You know, we have an event coming up, right?
So, yeah. That's exciting, yeah. Okay, in fashion, there's really good things coming. I'm working with the Most brand. We're doing a few events, doing some styling events. It's going to be super fun. You guys need to check it out. this is the first one that we're doing, like, just styling related. Mm-hmm. But there's more coming. Also, I'm working with this new brand. It's coming soon. I don't know if I can tell the name.
Of course.
It's called Oaxaco. But yeah, it's a mezcal brand, but we want to do all like fashion pieces that tells like the history and everything that is related with the mezcal.
That's beautiful.
We're working on it. It's coming. So I'll invite you to the launch event.
Thank you.
And yeah, that's what we're working on right now. Just also styling projects by myself. And yeah, that's it.
Wow. Well, amazing. And I know that you have a very bright future. The talent, sure, just being unfolded like an onion, right? Just keeps having layers and layers to it. So, you know, what you do with that talent is very exciting to see and just to be a part of it and to be working with you. So, you know, I'm very grateful for you, for your friendship, and just for being a part of this community of ours.
Thank you. Oh, I love being here.
We love you being here.
Thank you.